This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two. Don't forget, if you missed the first hour, you can find the Fix-It Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast. Dayton and David here, joined by Jason Fox from Capital. Capital Heating, Cooling, Electric, and Plumbing. We got it all.
Happy Small Business Saturday, guys.
Yes, so Business Saturday. Do you have any kind of specials going on for
that? We do have a Small Business Saturday special. So what we're doing today or this weekend started yesterday on Brown Friday, right? That's a different special.
Let your mind wander on that one for a second.
It's the busiest plumbing day of the year, Brown Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, also called Black Friday. But yes, so what we're doing for customers, if they call in this weekend, you can, you know, we always talk about how the ducts get dirty, right?
Yeah.
So we have a special with, if you get a duct cleaning, we're going to give you a free beautification. So we'll come out and do a 2-hour beautification on your house, on your furnace, right? For your heating system there, and get that all squared away. And that'll be included with your duct cleaning. So give it a little nice little thing. So that's a $199 value. They do it. So if you're interested, you can give us a call at 262-220-7020. And they will give you a quote on your duct cleaning and schedule your free beautification.
Okay.
Excellent.
Small Business Saturday.
Small Business Saturday.
I feel bad for the if the snow really rolls through the way they're saying.
Oh, man.
Hopefully people can get out before it hits big time. I guess this afternoon.
Yeah.
You said so far it's not bad out there.
Yeah, on my way in, I didn't. It was pretty normal driving. There was normal speeds and that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But things like, I mean, I live on Conowoc, and they've had the German Christmas market.
Yeah.
It was packed last night. I didn't go, but I've been driving by it a couple of times. I'm sure. So many people were going yesterday in light of the weather today. So I think the same thing, small businesses, you know, they're probably counting on a lot of people coming out and shopping today. But I think a lot of people.
So get out early if you can.
Yeah.
Get out early before the snow gets too
bad. Get out early.
Go online.
A lot of small businesses have websites these days, right?
So
you can do stuff online. Or for us, good thing is you just call us. We come to you. So you don't have to worry about that.
And you're working today.
We work every day, yeah.
Yes.
We got, actually, because this is one of our busier weekends, we have extra staff in all weekend and on call and stuff. And snow drives calls, so I don't know what it is, but when it snows, some reason the furnace doesn't like it, so end up busier.
Mine was humming away this morning because I had a beautification done a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
So
Please, mine too.
Please change your air filter, too.
Yes.
Yes. You know what else snow drives? Pizza deliveries. Yes. I've delivered pizza several times throughout the course of my life. When it snows, it's the worst for pizza guys because we're like on the street. We're like the
few people
out there.
Yeah.
I used to have this old 77 Celica with bald tires in college, and I would get stuck at a stop sign delivering pizza. I would literally get out. There was a rack on the trunk. I would rock the thing and jump in my car and pop the clutch to try to get it to go. It was bad.
Yeah.
I've had some weird experiences in my job career over the years.
Oh, man.
But, maybe we need to have a show about that.
Yeah, maybe. Dayton's Adventures. So, okay, so tell people how they get in touch with you 24/7, 7 days a week.
Yeah, so you can go to callcapitalcares.com, our website, or you can give us a call at 262-220-7020 on our website. You can book your own appointments. You can chat with us. You can actually look at the price if you're looking for a new furnace or an air conditioner. Or a heat pump this time of year. You can actually do some shopping there. You can buy filters. You can join Merle's League of Home Defenders on there. You can buy your own beautification. We have a lot of stuff there. But we're always there and available. So give us a call. We can help you through anything.
And later in the show, I'm assuming we're giving away some Merle's League of Home Defenders.
Not today.
Oh,
not today.
Not
we got
today.
We got the duck cleaning special.
Yeah.
So no Merle's.
All right.
So people have to wait now until we do that again.
So there's different. You're saying you can go online and you can look at pricing. Brand of furnace, does that factor much into?
You know, people always ask about the brand, like this, like what brand should I buy? What's a good brand? What's a good brand? And here's the honest truth to that, is the manufacturers make very few components that are made up of your furnace or air conditioner. So typically they're making the heat exchanger, They're bending up the metal that makes the cabinet of it,
box, yeah.
Right? And then they make the wiring that goes throughout there because I just buy the wiring of spools and just coat it. And then everything else is bought. So when we did this at a home show one year. We took five different brands of furnace. We took all the doors off the front, and we had a game where you had to guess which brand was which, right? Well, the problem is when you look inside is like Honeywell and White Rogers make all the circuit boards, and Fasco makes all the inducer motors, right? So you're looking at all these parts, and they're all got the same name on them because they're not made by the manufacturer. The manufacturer just assembles all the stuff.
I bet I could probably tell by the cabinet.
Maybe. But if you maybe an astute home inspector
you could,
like yourself.
But yeah, somebody who's looking at furnaces on a daily basis, yeah, you can tell by the cabinet a lot of times.
You can usually see, you know, but the funny thing is if I lined up a Bryant, a Payne, a Carrier all next to each other, you probably couldn't because they're all the exact same furnace and they all come off the same assembly
line. The Payne is usually like a champagne color, and the Bryant and Carrier are the more of that darker gray. Well, so that, but the Bryant and the Carrier.
If you read the model numbers, you'd know right away, right?
That too. If you look
The funny thing is there, you know, same thing with Rheem Rood and Friedrich and you know, York and Luxair and, you know, like you know, Train and American Standard, like they're all the same box, right? They're putting a different name on. In fact, when you buy, a lot of times you buy a Bryant or a Carrier furnace, they just send you both tags and you can put whatever tag on the furnace that you want.
It's really? Largely, yeah. Didn't crazy. You say once it's largely just the warranty?
The warranties are pretty similar these days, right? On most stuff, like some, you know, like a Manna has the true lifetime warranty, right? So it's good for 99 years. But they changed it recently. Now it's only a one-time replacement. It used to be replacement as many times as you wanted, as long as you were the original owner.
Well, a furnace isn't going to last 99 years.
Well, if it's put in right, maybe.
And maintained.
Maintained. But that's what, you know, we go back to all the time, like what's the best brand and all the things like that. It is so critical for the furnace to be put in the right way. And the right way isn't necessarily how you're going to bend the sheet metal and connect it to the thing or set the gas pressure on the thing is how well does it breathe, right? Yeah. Is it getting the right amount of air through the system? Because if it's not, it's not going to last you, right? And you can't, you know, you can't get two buckets. If you had a bucket of water, right, and you wanted to pour two buckets of water out of it, you can't, right? Because you have one bucket of water. It's the same thing with the air coming through your system. If you don't have enough air, this furnace doesn't make it. It's going to try and grab what it can, but you're just going to destroy it in the process. And that is more critical than any brand of furnace you buy. I always tell people, like, look, we could take a used furnace out of the back of our shop, put it in the right way, it'll run better than the best furnace you can buy, put it in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And that's just that simple, right?
It's similar about anything.
And, you know, and if you're ever in doubt,
so true with mechanicals.
Read the manual that comes with the furnace or the air conditioner because it tells everything I talk about is in there and how it needs to be installed and what it needs to be doing. And if you follow that, guess what it does? It runs really good. It saves you money. But if you have high utilities and you're paying breakdowns and you have all these things, it's usually not the brand of furnace you bought. It's usually the person that put it in because they didn't do something completely.
CallCapitalCares.com is the website. Get your calls and texts in at 855-616-1620. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Welcome to hour number two. Thank you for joining us. A winter storm warning in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow. 8 to 11 inches of snow expected with a high of 33 today. It's 27 in Milwaukee. Not bad temperature-wise, but it's going to get white out there pretty quickly. Jason Fox from Capital on with us. 855-616.
Do you think it's going to last that long? It'll probably be 50 degrees next week.
Yeah, right.
No, actually, next week it's going to get cold.
Is it?
Yeah, it's going to get cold.
I don't. Everything I'm hearing is going to be a snowy, cold winter. Not like really, really cold, but snowy and cold.
It's been a few years since we really had it.
Oh, yeah. It really has been.
Yeah, I mean, last
couple of years, winters have been mild, which is why there's so many big bucks up north, because they haven't had a harsh winter in a couple of years. So anyway,
he's not bitter about missing that big buck at all.
I am going to lament about that buck.
Better than the little baby when he shot.
Oh, the thing, the monster that I missed.
All right, let's go
would have been a trophy.
Dave in West Dallas. Good morning, Dave. What's your question?
Yeah, I don't know if I have an electrical problem or a light bulb problem. I had bought some bulbs. Can I mention the name of the bulbs?
Sure.
Yeah, they're felt electric bulbs. They're the Edison light bulbs, and they're 100 watt, but they're, you know, whatever, 1.5 watts, you know. to give you 100 watts,
mm-hmm.
and the filaments keep flickering. I got them in the lamp. I turn on the light switch, and I'll be working around in the kitchen, and all of a sudden the filament will start shutting off, turning on, shutting off, turning on. And I take out that bulb, I replace it with another one of the same bulbs. Okay, I'm good for a couple days, and then it starts doing it again. Do I have an electrical problem, or are these bulbs faulty?
Was it happening before you bought these bulbs with the other bulbs you had?
The other bulbs, they don't even sell anymore.
Yeah. I know, yeah. But were they flickering? When you had them in, were they flickering?
Not at all.
Is it on a dimmer?
No.
No?
Just on a regular straight up? It's on a dimmer, and these bulbs are dimmable.
I know, but if you don't have the right dimmer and the dimmable bulbs, you can have issues there, is the thing. Is it a lamp, not a like a hardwired light fixture in your house?
Yeah, it's a hardwired light fixture.
Oh.
And when that started flickering, I did put it into a lamp in my bedroom, and it did the same thing, where the filament, I don't know if it's got four or five filaments in there, but it would flicker. So I was thinking that it's the light bulb. It's not my electric, not my service.
A grounding issue?
You know, like I got a short or something like that.
It could be. I mean, no other bulbs are having this issue, just this type of bulb, or do you have issues with other types of bulbs?
I never had these issues until they came out with these LED Edison-looking light bulbs. And when I put them in, this is great. You know, the power is way down. You know, I got a 100-watt bulb. It's using 100 watts. No, you're way down from that. I thought this was great. But then with this flickering, it's like, what the heck is going on here?
That one, I don't know. I mean, it could be something with grounding, or it could be the bulbs. That would be a tough one. I'd have to have someone look at that.
I would just go buy one other bulb that's different and put it in and see if it does it. And if it doesn't, then you know it's the bulbs. Then if it does, I would call Capital and have them come do an electrical inspection.
Yep, join Merle's League of Home Defenders and you can get a free electrical inspection.
Could be a polarity issue, maybe?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if it's hardware, though, it shouldn't be a polarity, right?
No, I mean...
Right. Well, I thought it might have been a electrical issue with the grounding, but I replaced the dimmer switch that I had, and it was still there.
Now it's thinking more of your house ground, your main panel grounds. Yeah. Like, how old's your home?
73. Till now.
And when's the service? Is the service original, or has the service been upgraded?
Original.
Yeah, I mean, so if somebody took off the water ground, or that back then that wasn't the same.
Yeah.
You know, with the newer stuff, the grounding is so much more important.
They did a water thing back a couple years ago, and I'll go down and look by where the meter is. It's right by as it comes in at the house.
But back then, they only grounded to your water pipe near the meter. They didn't run a ground line all the way back to the meter and jump it and all that stuff, and then grounding outside. So it would have been different if 73.
Somebody just texted in. So you said you do not have a dimmer switch on this circuit, right?
Yes, I do have a dimmer switch on this.
Oh.
I do have a dimmer
switch. Is a dimmer LED dimmer?
That I couldn't answer. It's
You need to have...
Lufthin or something like that.
Lutron?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lutron.
You need to have compatible dimmers with that are compatible with the bulbs you have.
Yeah.
So that's probably the problem.
All right. We do have to take a break, Dave. Thanks for calling in. Good luck. Yeah. We appreciate you listening. 855-616-1620. If you have questions for Jason Fox from Capital, you can check them out at callcapitalcares.com. The Fix It Show is on WTMJ.
Advice you can use. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
A little better than Dayton, or than David.
Winter storm warning in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, 8 to 11 inches of snow.
I was singing the version that from Home Alone.
Oh, okay.
I'm Dreaming of a white Christmas.
Okay, so we do have a text here a couple minutes before the news. What's the right way to set vents in the home in the winter? What's the proper temp to keep a finished basement at that is not used much? I feel like I need more heat upstairs, but don't know if it's okay to close most of the downstairs. So there's a couple questions there. Vents in the home, are we setting them? Are we changing them?
Well, I always recommend you leave them all open because your system needs to breathe. So, yeah. Now, if you, it sounds like they may have a zone system if they have a different temperature for the basement than the upstairs. So there you don't need to worry about closing vents because the zone dampers will close off and you have a bypass that allows the system to work properly. As far as basement temps go, preference, I mean, I keep my basement at 60 is finished. And then when we use it, I warm it up. But, you know, you can go into the 50s, but it doesn't give you a lot of wiggle room. And sometimes when you start to get too cold, you end up with other issues in the house, right? So especially when you have a big, like if you're keeping upstairs at 70 and you're 50 here, you're now you're starting to get a temperature differential that's pretty decent. So sure.
And you create a stack effect. You know, you don't want that air moving through your house like that.
Yeah.
So you're better off comfort-wise for the entire house trying to condition. If you have a finished basement, you should condition it. Don't make it cold just because you're not down there.
Yeah.
So, ideally. Yeah.
So you're saying 60 upstairs is going to be 68.
That's what I keep our main living space at 68. We keep the basement at 60. And then, you know, when we want to use the basement, we'll warm it up. But
okay. Good question though. Mm-hmm. Good question.
Definitely.
And we're not worried about intake vents. We keep it everything open. Keeping everything open.
Ideally you keep everything open because the system, like I said, it needs to breathe. And then when you start closing vents and things, you start having problems. So if you know, you want to have different areas heated differently, zoning is the better way to go. Now, if you close one vent, it's not going to destroy the system unless it's really in bad shape. But like the problem is you start closing one and another, and then all of a sudden you have multiple closed, and then you have other issues going on, and then the system is like choking to death. Okay. So, mm-hmm. And you don't want it to overheat or, you know, things like that, because then you cause other problems, right? Cycling, and then just, you know, issues.
Jason's here for another half hour. Heating, cooling, electric, plumbing. You have questions on any of them, you can call us at 855-616-1620 or check them out at callcapitalcares.com. Let's go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Linton. And good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Dayton.
Dayton and David. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out why Mario Brothers is playing. Plumbing. Yeah, oh, man. Jason Fox all over that. Isaac.
Halloween, we had two of our... Oh, shoot. On Halloween, we had two of our plumbers that were riding together. They dressed like Mario and Luigi and did all their service calls that day.
That's awesome.
Isaac thinking outside the box and Jason all over it. All right, we have some text at 855-616-1620. Why do some 25x4 filters fit in my unit and other 25x4 filters are a little too big and tight? Shouldn't they all be the same size?
That's a great question.
Some of them have that little bit of foam around the edges to kind of probably the intention is to create a little bit of a seal.
Exactly. So you're trying to force all the air through the filter because air always wants to take the path of least resistance. So if it can go around the filter, it will.
Yeah.
So that could be the fact or just, you know, 25, sometimes the manufacturer's filters are not exactly what they are. So sometimes the knockoff ones are the, you know, like they're not exactly square and in exact size.
Okay. And we can order them on your website if we
want. You can
order
on our website. Yep. Callcapitalcares.com. You can set up a subscription and it'll just show up automatically when you're supposed to change them.
Yeah.
855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line.
Filters, MERV ratings. Can you explain MERV ratings?
So media efficiency, something value, ratio value. I can never remember it. But basically, it's how restrictive the filter is, right? So the higher the MERV, the more restriction is, but that can also be bad. So I tell people typically stick with around a MERV 8. If your system is designed for it, you can have something higher. But if your system's not designed for it and you put too restrictive a filter in, you'll cause the same issues as bad ductwork and other things like that. filter needs a certain amount of airflow to go through it. For it to be effective. So too much, too little can be problematic as well. And don't buy them from Costco. I love Costco, but their filters are way too restrictive. So
I bought a TV there this week. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a TV,
I go to Costco all the time, but just don't buy their air filters. So.
Okay. Another one here says, my wife and I live in a small house built in 19... Oh, it doesn't say small. Live in a house built in 1933, and much of the wiring is original knob and tube wiring. Is that system going to essentially last indefinitely, or should we plan to have the house rewired at some point? Currently, it's not causing any issues. That's from Reggie in Milwaukee.
I have an opinion.
Go ahead.
Yeah. If knob and tube is in the walls and not accessible, it's fine. It's when it's accessible in your basement where you could hang something on it, you could access it, damage it, or if it's exposed in your attic and now you're going to bury it in insulation, that's when it's a problem. When it was installed, we really didn't insulate homes and things like that. So, but in your walls, there's plenty of homes that have knob and tube wiring in the walls, and it's not an issue.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, if you're having issues, then you would definitely want to do it. Or if you're doing any type of remodeling and you can get to it to update it,
absolutely
update
it.
Well,
you're required.
That time.
Yeah, if you open up a wall,
well,
the National Electrical Code says if you open up a wall, you have to update it.
I understand what electric codes say, but the homeowners are not always.
I understand. Yeah, yes, but that's what's required.
But if you have the ability to change it easily at any time, I would highly recommend it. It's also a safety issue as well.
Right.
I mean, you don't know what the condition is. That was all cotton and everything like that, and it does deteriorate. But if you're not having any problems,
it's
undisturbed, you're probably going to be okay for a little while. Mm-hmm.
855-616-1620. Hi, when David Best Inspections does a home inspection, he reviews his reviews of the furnace and its function. What info, heating, cooling, is included in that report? That's an interesting question.
Yeah, right.
What can you look at as an inspector?
So my inspection is a visual inspection. I am not a certified technician. I'm not dismantling anything. So I'm opening up the cabinet. I'll, you know, look at the flames, and if it's too orange and everything, I'll probably comment on that. Probably dirty burners or something. I'll say it needs to be looked at. I try to see if there's a label on it. You guys always stick a label and write when you last serviced it. So I see a furnace many times, there's no label, nothing. It's like, okay, when was this last serviced? Another common thing we're looking for is if there's any rust inside the cabinet. Or there's handful of times every year, I actually see water dripping in. So, okay, we got a condensate leak, you know, from somewhere, whether it's the exhaust pipe or maybe the heat exchanger. I don't know for sure. I'm just commenting on what I see there. If it's clean, it's running fine, it turned it on with the thermostat, great. But I always tell people to ask for service records. You want to know how it's been serviced and if it's been taken care of. So that's generally... I'm not checking pressures, you know, all the stuff that you guys do in your
Yeah, you don't have a combustion analyzer, all the other different things to actually thoroughly see it.
There are some inspectors that do test for combustion gases and things like that, but that's, you got to have some specialty equipment for that. That's really not part of an inspection. Or the, you know, if in the summer the temperature drop over the coil, you're not supposed to cause damage to anything. So, I mean, if there isn't a hole in the ductwork, you got to poke a hole in the
ductwork. That's the funny thing
is,
it's like all those test ports and holes should be there. The only way to set up a system properly is you have to insert some holes in the furnace and ductwork, right? And they don't come pre-inserted because the furnace can be installed in multiple different positions.
Right.
They'd be putting holes all over it. But you can always tell if a furnace is put in the right way or not because it needs those holes because you have to check static pressure. You have to check delta T. You have to check all these things. Mm-hmm. To validate that it's installed properly. And same thing with the combustion analysis. You could do a combustion analysis on a furnace and, okay, it fails, but maybe the gas pressure is set too high or the drain is partially clogged or something else is causing the failure and the heat exchanger isn't bad, right? So it's an indicator, but it's not an absolute thing of what it is, right?
You're checking so many different things. And obviously, like I said, inspection of your entire house is a visual inspection. So same thing with the furnace. I'm seeing what I'm seeing. If there's nothing that's, wow, this looks like a problem, or I've been running them and I was told by Tom Faza, when I'm doing an inspection, have all your senses on, you know, hearing, listening, looking, everything. And we'll be walking around the basement and I turn the furnace, you will typically turn the thermostat up and I don't go to the furnace first. So it's running and we'll be looking at something else and all of a sudden the furnace turns off. So I kind of make a note, okay. And then like 30 seconds later, it turns back on. And I'm like, did you hear that? They're like, what? I said, the furnace turned off and turned back on. I'm sure the thermostat didn't get satisfied. Something's going on. It shouldn't be turning off before it satisfied the thermostat.
And that right there, that exact
very dirty
thing,
filter usually.
Well, it could be a dirty filter. It could be a lot of things.
Yeah.
But filters are big culprits. But that right there is why we get busier once the temperature drops, right? Because that furnace is satisfying the house when it's 50 degrees out.
Yeah.
But it's cycling and the homeowner is not knowing it. But what happens is as the temperature gets colder, they won't keep the temperature up, and all of a sudden they're noticing something is not working the right way, right?
Right.
Or maybe somebody put a table on the drain line, right? And then,
I was waiting for it. Yeah. I was waiting for it. We need to take a break on that note. Right. We'll be back with more of your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. Capital Heating, Cooling, Electric, Plumbing. You can see them at callcapitalcares.com. Thanks for listening to The Fix-It Show.
Like a user's manual on the radio, it's The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and David Nason with you. Winter storm warning in effect until 6 a.m. tomorrow. 8 to 11 inches of snow expected. High 33 today. We're sitting at 26. And Jason Fox from Capital sitting in the studio. And we're taking your calls and texts. But first, you got a special going on right now for Small Business Saturday.
So you said you had people over at your house for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
How many people came over?
18.
18 people. So how many skin cells do you think you get rid of every minute?
Oh, no, go here. A lot.
Well, I thought you were going to talk about how many people using the toilet on Brown Friday.
We could do that,
too. We had no issues for Brown Friday, thank goodness.
So the average person loses 30,000 skin cells every minute.
Oh.
Right? So it's about 1.8 million per hour. Right? That's crazy. Said you had 18 people in your house?
Yeah.
So how many skin cells got left over in your house?
Because they were there for like 6 hours because we watched a game and then
million?
We had dinner.
So were any of those people that are marginal, like you didn't really want in your house?
Like, did you shower
I don't know
yesterday?
If they're listening, if I can answer that question.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of extra skin cells that were left over, you know, everyone's leaving
plus
you.
Plus we had four dogs and
So, you know, that might be a good time to get those ducks clean, you know, get all those extra remnants left over. So that's just to the people thing, but imagine strangers in your house or the people that lived in there before. You never know what you're really marinating in. So that's why in this Small Business Saturday, we have our duck cleaning special, right? So you call us up, we will give you a quote on what it gets to get your ducks clean. Through one of our remedies there, and then you get a free beyondification. We're going to come out to your house and do a complete 2-hour inspection on your heating system, go through it, bring it back to manufacturer specs. Normally it's $199. It'll be free when you book a duct cleaning here this weekend with us.
Somebody did text in, what's the average regular cost of duct cleaning for a 1,200 square foot ranch home? Has 9 supply registers and 3 return registers in the main living area.
So it depends if you're basement's all drywalled in or if everything's accessible, because there's a couple different methods we have to do. If everything's drywalled in, it does take longer and we have to send 2 people. So it can range between $750 and about $1,200 depending on what we have to do to access everything and make sure it's done the right way.
Okay. And people can register online on your website to get this done or do they call
just give
you?
Us a call 262-220-7020. We can give you a quote. You'll know exactly what you pay before we come out. You're going to get pictures before we start. You get pictures when we're done. We'll go through the whole process, and then we'll get your beyondification booked.
Okay. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, there's still a couple more texts we can get to, 855-616-1620. If you have questions for Jason Fox from Capital Heating, Cooling, Electric, Plumbing, we're here to help. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Probably going to be fixing stuff in the house today, not outside. It's
depends how
nasty.
Adventurous you are.
Yeah, I guess. Winter storm warning in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. 8 to 11 inches of snow expected. The Fix-It Show, sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and JMB Construction. This hour, we've been talking to Jason Fox from Capital. A couple more texts to get to before we're done. Your guy, Colin Kay, came out and did an inspection last week. First of all, give that guy a raise. What a phenomenal job he did. Explained everything as he went. Capital is extraordinary. And I can tell you as well, people coming out to our house every time, they're great. No matter who comes out.
Thank you.
And we've had a lot of them, plumbing, electric. We've done it all. I've had guys, and they've all been great. So, awesome. Thank you for that text. We appreciate that. The other one is about mice. Good morning. Where'd it go? My husband seems to think it's a good idea to seal the house so that mice do not get in. My thought is a house should not be sealed. What are your recommendations?
I'll let David answer that one.
Absolutely. You should seal up your house. any penetration through the wall, where the plumbing, electric, gas meters, you know, through the box seals down low, dryer vents. Those should all be sealed up. Mice can get through the smallest little gaps, but it is all also going to affect the balance of your HVAC system, right?
Yeah, well, that you know,
if
like
there's enough gaps,
if there's enough gaps, you're getting that air infiltration in the system. But the biggest thing is the house in a positive or negative pressure, right?
Right.
So you know, you can once you seal your house up, you really want to be cognizant of that because then maybe you need to bring in some fresh air or some things to. You know, it's ideal if your house is in a slightly positive pressure rather than a negative, because then you're not only will the you have less chance of backdrafting appliances and things, but actually your comfort gets higher because you actually push the BTUs, the heating or the cooling, out to the outside walls where they're going to be consumed the most.
But explain that, negative and positive.
So a negative means your house is in a negative pressure, so it's sucking air in all the time. Yeah, a positive means you have excess air, and it's actually going to be pushing out, right? So it's going to be trying to escape, which is better because you should be using your exhaust fans, your dryers can push out, right? Your kitchen exhaust, your bathroom exhaust, all those different things is better for it. Ideally, some type of air exchange is the gold standard, right? So you're bringing stale air out and fresh air in. Our houses have the worst air we breathe all day, and that's where we spend the most time, right?
Yeah.
And that's thanks to attaching garages to homes. Even though I love my attached garage, that's where we keep a lot of stuff that's really bad for us, right? So vehicles, gas, fertilizer, a lot of chemicals, things like that. Every time we open the door, guess where that all comes?
Yeah,
right?
So yeah, if it's in negative pressure, it's sucking all that in.
Sucks it all right in. We're burning the fireplace, no windows open, house isn't going to go into a big negative, right? Mm-hmm. So ideally, if you can get it in a positive and keep it there, it's going to be healthier for your home and you're going to be happier.
Couple minutes left. Where do you guys all service? What do you all do?
Southeastern Wisconsin, we take care of homeowners in their home, right? So think about any of your mechanical needs, plumbing, electric, HVAC, indoor air quality, any of those things going on in your home. We're here for you to maintain it if you got something or replace it if it needs to be new, or if you want to install it for the first time new, we can do that as well. No job's too small, so you got a broken outlet, happy to come take it. You got a shower drain that doesn't run the right way, we're happy to take care of that. Or big things. We're really big on preventative and maintenance is what we specialize in. That's why we have Merle's League of Home Defenders, where we get two of the beatifications, come out and do all those. You get free plumbing inspection, a free drain cleaning. You get a free electrical inspection. You never pay service call fees. You get 20% off repairs, 10% off of our duct cleaning, and $400 worth of capital cash towards new equipment, indoor air quality, or water quality systems.
And how far do you service?
All of southeastern
all
Wisconsin.
All of southeastern.
How
far west would you go?
We go out just past Oconomowoc, and we go up north to like Port Washington, West Bend, kind of that whole thing, and all the way down to the border there. So we're also a Home Depot authorized service provider, so we have 10 of the area Home Depot stores that we provide the in-home services for, so that spreads us out a little bit.
You've talked about airflow a lot today. Doesn't matter, new or old furnace, it's always a good time to have that checked, right?
It should be checked all the time because that is going to be the most determining factor in how long your system lasts, how low your utilities are, and the number of breakdowns you have, right? That's all going to be based on what it is because the systems are very sensitive to it. And the better the airflow is, the less problems you're going to have. Nobody wants to replace a furnace. And that's why we invest so much time in doing it, because a lot of times we can save systems before you have to replace them and you can just get more life out of them, right? So, if you're replacing them frequently or heat exchangers or parts, there's something going on there.
Yeah. I talk about that a lot of times. Like, do this to extend its life.
Exactly.
Maintenance. And we talk about maintenance all the time. Yeah. Taking care of yourself, do things that have expected lives. Well, you want it to at least last that long and maybe a little longer.
Well, the thing is like properly set up, maintained, you can get 20, 30 years out of these pieces of equipment. But no, we've seen furnaces that are 3 years old that need to be replaced because how bad a shape they're in because they've been just beat up.
Not installed right in the first place.
The filters are...
We need to wrap it up, gentlemen. Yeah, always good to have you on the show. Yes. Have a great weekend. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I'm going to a WAHI seminar up in the Dells next weekend. Right. Yep.
Fox World Travel Show coming up next.
This has been the Fix It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.